We're waiting for Lene Dunn, MTV's 10 on Top. Okay, it's on Saturdays, I believe. It's going to be 9 Central most likely, but it's MTV. Is she on right now? Let's check. Lene?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome into the zone.
Oh, yes. I love being in the zone.
Hey, guys. I'm here, too. I wanted to join Lene for her first chat with you guys.
We take great care of her, Kevin. Come on. You know that. We're gentle.
I was bummed when I heard that Lene was going to talk to you. I like our weekly chats.
Well, you're always welcome into the zone. You know that. Justin's out. Freaky Joe Franklin's right here. Say hello to Freaky Joe Franklin, guys.
Hey, hi. Freaky Joe.
Hey, Kevin Lene. How are you?
What's up, Freaky?
Oh, that we're definitely going to record that.
Yeah.
He's going to replay that back to himself. So how's everybody doing over there?
Good. We're having like a party over here.
Like a party?
I have like office supplies, like tape and stuff and post-it notes. We're just like sticking things everywhere. It's great.
Whoa.
Be careful. Be careful. We need the buzzer there, Joe.
Exactly what's happening.
Be careful.
So
will you? Yeah, I know.
Really a lot of those moments that I don't mean to. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. So tell us a little bit about your show. It's Saturday mornings on MTV.
Yep, mine's on Saturdays. It's called 10 on Top, and it's a celebrity countdown show, and it's the best.
Oh, I'm sure it's the best. I can't wait to tune in. I'm glad
it's 11:30 a.m., so you guys got to watch it.
Okay, it's 11:30 a.m. That's Eastern time, correct?
Yeah.
Right, so it's 10:30 for you guys.
10:30 here, MTV, 10 on the Top with Lene Dunn. Of course, we got Kevin, and Kevin comes in with us every Wednesday, which we appreciate him taking his time. MTV's the 7. So what do we got going on? Lene, I want you to tell us a little bit about what you have going on this weekend.
Well, this week I have a special guest co-host, Selena Gomez. She's going to be in the studio with me, and we're going to party and read some teleprompter.
And stick things in
place. No,
I was going to say, are you going to just put a bunch of post-it notes on her, too?
Probably.
So what do you think of her? Is she still with Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I'm sure I won't be allowed to ask her that, so I'll stay away from those questions. But, as far as I know, she is.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay, that'd be good. Now, well, let me ask you guys a question, both of you guys, because March Madness NCAA tournament started last night, and on Wednesdays, we like to do a Would You Rather, okay?
Okay.
So this is Would You Rather Wednesday. I need an answer from both of you. Would you rather hit the buzzer beater in the NCAA championship game, March Madness? You shoot the buzzer beater, you make the shot, win the game, national championship buzzer beater, or would you rather be on a resort island with the guy or the girl of your dreams for a week?
I kind of zoned out of the first option.
She did. Kevin, can you help her out? Do me a favor. Write on a post-it note and stick it on her forehead, Kevin.
I'd go with the first one.
The buzzer beater.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would.
What's a buzzer beater? God, give her a hug, Kevin. I love this girl.
To shoot the winning shot at the end of the game, at the end of a huge game. I would go with that because that's a legacy right there. People would remember that, and you would remember that forever. The other thing would just be frivolous sex, and while that's good, it wouldn't last as long.
See, I would choose option two, but I would probably go to Humane Society on the island and play with kittens the whole time and not do what he said.
You
really?
Wait, you wouldn't take a guy?
Huh? Oh no, I'd take a guy.
Who's the guy? That's what I want to know.
Who's the guy is the question.
Probably my husband Jason.
Okay, let's say when you were single.
probably Orlando Bloom if I was single.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so also what you get talking about is South by Southwest. Now tell me a little bit about this, because I know what it is. It's the music festival in Austin, correct?
Yes.
Now, I know it's important to a lot of people who keep up with it. Convince me that I need to feel more enthusiasm for this event.
That you need to be there.
Maybe I need to be there.
You don't need to worry about it if you're not going to go. I'm gonna speak up here because I'm actually really bummed out. This is the first year in 8 years that I'm not going. It is Christmas for me. It is the best time of the year. I look forward to it year round. I always go down with a bunch of my friends.
Yeah.
And we just do nothing but drink and watch bands for like 4 days. And it's the best. I've found out about so many new bands going there. I mean, you just stumble into shows. Some of them suck, but, you know, there's bands playing everywhere in Austin, Texas. First of all, Austin is an amazing city. In South by Southwest, it's just overrun by bands and people who love music. And you walk into a gas station or a T-shirt shop or a bar or a restaurant, and there's a band playing. And, there's showcases everywhere. And some are small bands, but some are huge bands. Like, I've seen Metallica there and Stone Temple Pilots. It's huge. I mean, it's just amazing. If you like music and you like new music and discovering new bands, you have to go to South by Southwest.
So now, a lot of these bands, they play, because I know down in Austin, what is it, 6th Street down there, you just have bar after bar after bar where you can walk in. Do these big bands play in those small venues?
Some of the bigger ones, no. They'll play some of the bigger venues, like Stubbs is the big outdoor venue there. I saw Nas and Damian Marley, who are two pretty big names in hip-hop.
Yeah.
I saw them in a very small club last year. It's amazing. I mean, you go down with no plan. You don't need a wristband. You don't need to spend money on, getting the credentials. You just go with no plan, and you'll have an amazing time.
Have you guys ever been in Nashville?
Yes.
Yes.
A few times. Like there 24/7.
So, Lene, you've been down to Austin for South by Southwest?
What?
Have you been down to Austin for it?
I've been to South by Southwest. I have never gone. I, researched it a bunch. Google it. That totally doesn't count as going. But I've heard of two of the bands that are performing, and other than that, I just love all the other bands' names.
Wait, you've only heard of two of the bands? There are, thousands of bands.
Well, okay, I looked through, a couple hundred, and I only heard of two, but otherwise, so far, my favorite band names that I saw, where'd they go? Odnowski.
Odnowski. I think I graduated with Bill Odnowski.
See, I need a name like a pet that in the future. The Amity Affliction, Amplified Heat. I don't know. They just have some really weird names. But I
Amplified Heat sounds like a cologne.
I know. Ooh. Apollo 18.
Yeah, I like that, too. That movie coming out soon?
I'm reading off a list.
I'm getting frustrated right here because Lene's judging bands on their names.
I'm not judging. I like them.
That's how she's probably picking her March Madness bracket based on the names, too,
yeah,
and the mascots.
Exactly.
Amen, Dune.
Amen, dude. You need to get down there. I have wanted to get down there. I just think that, Kevin, is it just crazy down there, though? I mean, if I go down with anybody, am I going to lose people down there? Am I going to end up just in an alley sleeping by myself?
Yeah, you'll lose people, and it'll get weird, but it's fun.
It'll get weird.
To be completely honest, and I'm not one of those a-holes that says, it used to be so much better, but over the years, it has gotten a lot bigger, and that's a little frustrating.
Yeah, right. It was your little secret before. Now everyone's coming down on you.
Right.
I'm sure Austin's a good time anyway. But okay, we'll check out that South by Southwest. And what is the Rebecca Black's Friday video? We love videos here. We love to watch a lot of sensational videos.
Can you take that one?
Please make fun of this one.
Okay,
this
I gotta look. I got. What is it? Tell me, please.
Oh my God, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
You guys have to get that. You have to play that.
It's like. Okay, I actually, the first time I saw it, I thought it was, people were watching it because it was, good, and it was, she's the new Justin Bieber, and I was watching it, really? That's all, you have to do to be the new Justin Bieber? But I guess people were watching it to make fun of it, which totally makes sense now. I mean, not to be mean, she's a super cute little kid.
No, she's not.
That's so mean, Kevin.
So she sings, her song she sings is Friday?
Friday,
okay.
Gonna get down on Friday. She's
David,
she's a little high school girl that's singing about the weekend, and it's just
What does she know about the weekend?
I don't know. Here's my thought, and I don't know anything about her, but I think that she's one of these really super rich little girls that her parents probably spent $1 million for her to record this song and make this video, and it's just the worst.
Spoiled brats.
It is kind of bad.
And but you.
I could be making that up. I mean, she might not be spoiled. I'm assuming.
Oh, no, she's spoiled. Oh, you know what? I may post this to the blog, our blog, so that people can get after it and just make fun of it. I see. What is she? I'm looking at it now. What's she doing riding around a Mercedes? Yeah, she's spoiled.
Part
there's no question.
It's green screen. When her and her friends are in the limo and they have, an obviously superimposed background, that's my favorite part.
Good Lord. What's next? You know what I'm saying? That's the good. This is the bad thing about YouTube. There's a lot of good things. Both the internet and YouTube, but this is certainly one of the worst.
Well, as long as nobody's taking her seriously, I'm okay with it.
Kev,
I just think it's funny.
Kev, what do you have going on today?
Tyra Banks is in studio today.
Tyra, do you know I just read that she is a student at the Harvard Business School?
Yeah, where she's actually living in the dorms. So we're gonna give her a little gift basket of college supplies.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
Condoms, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Now this her living in the dorm wouldn't happen to be part of. Is she still doing her show?
Yeah, she's doing.
Okay.
I think she she's still doing her talk show and America's
Next Top Model.
Wait, what is it? Yeah, Next Top Model.
Yeah, we actually had a winner from Pine Bluff, Arkansas here not too long ago. But well, that'd be good. She seems always entertaining. I actually, believe it or not, I think some of her shows are just completely stupid. But then sometimes she'll come up with a show that I can't turn the channel.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah. I don't know how she does it to me.
She's. I think a lot of people, she rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but you just keep watching her. She's like a train wreck.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't tell her I said that.
No. Listen, we all love her, even though she did date Chris Webber.
Yeah.
Okay, before I let you guys go, I need an NCAA tournament champion, or at least a Final Four. If you can't pick one, give me a Final Four, or who you think is going to win it all.
I don't know. Duke's still in it, right?
Dukies are a number one seed. I'll give you the number one seeds. Ohio State, Duke, Pitt, and Kansas.
Okay.
I'm going to go Duke.
I'm going to go Kansas.
Ooh, okay. Duke and Kansas. I like it. Two very good picks. And Duke may be the best pick because they just got their number one point guard back. So that'd be good. Be good to see.
How much do I win if I get that right?
$1 million.
Perfect.
Yep, that's right. You get a trip to Austin for South by Southwest, but me and Freaky Joe have to come along with you.
Yeah,
so
we'll be
really,
right there.
If you win, you really lose. You know what I mean?
No, we would have so much fun. I'll bring my Post-its.
Good deal. Lene Dunn has done a fantastic job. Her first time in the zone, 10:30 East, 10:30 Central Time, 10:30 here in Little Rock, is 10 on top on Saturdays, MTV. And, of course, Kevin Mano always... on MTV's The 7, 4 o'clock here.
Yeah, Twitter me. Be my friend on Twitter.
Okay.
My friend following me.
Consider it done. We'll Facebook you, we'll Twitter you, and we'll post it. So.
Yeah, at Lene13, LENY13.
Okay, be careful with those Post-it notes over there and rulers and staples, whatever you guys are doing.
I'm getting crazy.
Guys, thank you so much. It's always good to hear from you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
Okay.
Take care.